siren sounds and Sydney win their fourth game of the year. And they've got Fremantle next weekend. So Sydney get home over the top of GWS by 41 points.
Shake down the thunder from the sky. Whether the odds be great or small, Swans will go in and win over all. While the loyal sons are marching onwards to victory.
Hey, a good win, really good win from Sydney. Johnny Longmire would be absolutely ecstatic. At 10 goals and never looked like losing control of this one. Real gritty win from the Sydney Swans on the Triple M Installer Ream scoreboard. Final score 10-6-66 to GWS 3-7-25. All right, Ash, let's have a look at the stats of this game. Maybe we just might wait for an interview or two if we can. Leon Cameron, we're seeing on the Boss Tools screen here, Boss Power Tools and Accessories. Good Better Boss looking naturally quite dejected as he walks back into the rooms as well. All of our interviews coming up after the game will be courtesy of Fox Footy, and we thank them in advance for that today. And then we just wait for them to get hold of one or two now. Leading possession, get it today. Luke Parker with 29 touches and Josh Kelly 31 for Sydney. So 16th on the ladder, Sydney. GWS precariously placed in eighth position at the moment.
Well, you look at them and they're 24 points there, Duck. Essendon have got a game in hand as well, so the percentage is going to come down to 98 for GWS. Melbourne, this is a massive game for Melbourne when they play Collingwood. They're in good form. They should be able to beat Collingwood, and then Melbourne would go in and replace GWS in the eight. And the other one, dangerous, just outside. You never know what the Bulldogs are going to do. They've got a poor percentage as well. But right now, it sets up for Melbourne to sneak into the eight.
It really does. Massive game, that one now, isn't it? And GWS, we spoke about percent, so they dropped 6% on that performance tonight. That's really, really disappointing. But the positives, let's go down and have a listen to Papley.
Those young boys, like Sam Wicks, Zach Foot, I think sometimes these boys, they work hard. These boys have been working hard at their game for 2 years, and sometimes all you got to bring is effort, and that's something that they bring. And sometimes you might not have the skill as all the other guys in the team, but if you have that competitiveness and that heart, that want to win, you can be any player you want.
You brought that tonight, Tom. Absolutely. Well done on your individual performance as well, mate. It's been a really big week for you. How clearly with copping the fine last week, and I'm sure as a player that would have been hard to deal with. How have you found the week personally, and how good was it to get out there tonight and just play footy?
Yeah, I think I'm one that doesn't really stress too much about the media. Cop it and move on. But yeah, I just love playing footy. I think during the week, that Joondalup resort's been amazing. I think the culture that we've got, we're such a tight-knit group, and geez, we're going to be, who knows, just keep sticking together, and who knows what can happen.
How did you enjoy the flexibility tonight of spending a bit of time through the midfield as well? You look really damaging when you're up the ground, mate. I know they'd love to have two of you up, one up at stoppage and one finishing in the forward 50, but you look to enjoy that freedom.
Yeah, I thought I was pretty quiet tonight, to be honest, but yeah, it's good to get up the ground.
So
and I suppose it's not about getting the touches. I think I'm just there to sort of hurry the opposition up and then sneak forward and do what I can do for the team, and it's good to just get the win. I'll enjoy this one. We've got a 10-day break, and yeah.
You might not have had the touches or hit the scoreboard, but you had a lot of little moments. You know, the little tap on in the first quarter, the tap on in the last quarter. Doing those little things is
come
maybe
on.
Not as much as
come
kicking
on.
A goal.
Come on,
yeah,
Rui.
I love a goal, mate, but it's good to get the win. It's good to see, I think, Jordan Dawson kick a goal, footy, lizard, geez. We found one there in the middle.
Set the lizard free tonight.
Yeah, it's good. He lost his tail tonight. He's going nuts.
He's a little embarrassed that they chose him to be interviewed. Actually, there you go.
You know what? And very, very humble. Rui, what's Rui doing?
Pumping him up.
You're giving the votes. I'm pretty sure Papley won't be hitting.
Rui's got him in the votes.
He's had 10 possessions, kicking 3 points.
Well, but Papley did say that
there's some players in the team who aren't as skilled as others.
But, oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah. That's one of the more unusual interviews I've heard.
Unusual for a couple of different reasons, the answers and the questions.
Yeah, and the selection of the interviewee.
And the fact that he had a little... his own mic pack on as well.
Yeah. Bloody bizarre, actually.
Yeah, yeah. A little
lunch bottle. Little pack with a little
drink bottle.
Little stereo sort of thing. You know, you stick cassettes in. Carry that like a bloody brick phone.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen it so bizarre. Sydney supporters, enjoy this. We're going into the rooms for the song as the players have entered there now. Enjoy this. ...41-point winners today, Sydney. About to belt out the song. Showerade in there for Wicks. First win that he's played in, and also Foot in his first game. Sydney by 41 points over GWS. Going to take a break for McDonald's. On the other side of the break, we have a look at the votes and sum up the stats as well. For McDonald's, Shabam rocks Thursday night footy. Around the grounds, by the way, Ash, for Choice Hotels. Book direct at choicehotels.com for hotels across Australia. Lowest prices guaranteed. Terms apply. Other games around the grounds, Ash?
Geelong v Port Adelaide tomorrow night, BT. That's at Metricon. Then on the Saturday, we have North Melbourne versus Brisbane, followed by Melbourne taking on the Magpies and Freo against the Blues at Optus.
The Amy review. Amy, a clang has happened on and off the field. Lucky you're with Amy. All right, let's get the vote stuck. What do you got? 3-2-1 or Bernie, whoever's doing them?
Bernie's doing them.
Okay. I've got him. One vote tonight. I went to that man we were just talking about, Dane Rampey. He had 22 disposals, 10 contested, but it's not really about disposals for him. I just thought he controlled that back line, had 10 intercept possessions, and Sydney in total had 9 intercept marks inside D50, and he was a big part of that, the way he sets up the ground. So one vote to him. Two votes to Luke Parker, who was pretty dominant through the midfield. His intensity around the footy and tackle pressure was outstanding. Had 29 disposals, 5 clearances himself. But the 3 votes went to your man, BT, James Rowbottom. I just thought he had a huge influence on the game, and right from the start of he sort of set the tone in there, and he had 20 disposals, so it wasn't the highest possession getter on the ground, but had a real influence with those touches. He had 8 clearances himself and kicked that goal, and just thought he set players up well, and it was a big reason why Sydney were up so much, at especially early in the game. He set it up for them. So there your vote.
Big metres gain too for Rowbottom, just under 450 metres gain, which is a good number.
You'd be delighted with that, Bernie. Well done. Today's I'm loving it moment happened at the 15-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Here's how he called it on Triple M Footy.
Back inside the arc, mark dropped, coming through was Bell, another handball off here, Stevens, left foot, check side, beautiful football by Sydney, and they are home.
There you have it for McDonald's Triple M Rocks Footy. Guys, thank you very much to Bernie Vince, thanks Dark, thanks Brownie, Ash Chua, catch you over the weekend and tomorrow night as well. Ash, thank you very much. Tonight, a big win by Sydney. 41 points over GWS, 10-6-66, GWS 3-7-25. For McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.